Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back Christine Alexandria. She's a highly sought-after angel intuitive and an award-winning inspirational author and founder of Angel Chatter. She is the creator of the popular Angel Chatter Oracle card deck. To support empowering angels' messages beyond the deck, Christine developed angelic medallions and aromatherapy line, including candles, sacred mistures, roll-ons, as well as a workbook for those wishing to take the angelic knowledge deeper. Christine also has a fine line of jewelry made in the USA, all born with the intention to inspire and empower the wearer. Incorporated into the line are genuine Swarovski and natural crystals. Christine is the author of Have You Ever Wondered About Angels, which was the recipient of the 2013 Mom's Choice Award for Bedtime Stories. Her latest book, Askformations, is an inspirational gift book that makes affirmations more effective by using powerful questions. Christine is sought after for inspirational speaking, intuitive angelic readings, healing, and coaching services. She is certified in a variety of healing modalities, including Reiki, crystal therapy, soul coaching with Denise Lynn, and Archangel Enlightenment Therapy, and many more. For more information, you can visit her at her website on the World Wide Web at angelchatter.com. And so it's my pleasure to welcome Christine. Christine, once again, how are you tonight?
I am great, David. I am sorry you're not feeling 110% tonight, but we'll send you some good juju and get the gang to boost you up at least for the next hour. And then you can, you know, crash and go and have some great chicken soup or something.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you for that thought. I will do just that, but I'm going to be present for the hour, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited to hear about your The Course and what that's all about.
Oh, my gosh. How much time do we have? The Course is the biggest thing I've ever done. It's an authorization course. So people that are interested in angels, you know, you've all seen a weekend. Oh, come and learn, and you can do angel readings in 2 days. And, you know, and I took a couple of those classes, but I always actually felt more confused when the whole thing was over. Am I doing it right? Am I not doing it right? I felt better on one hand because I got to connect with people, but I didn't feel empowered with the whole situation. And when I did my own studies, there were things that, gee, if I was doing this, I would have done this instead. You know, we all do. But I took all of that to heart, and the gang has been after me for over 10 years to work on a book, which will be coming out this coming fall. Got picked up by a publishing house, which I'm very blessed. So that book is the base of the course. The authorization course. So there are 16 chapters, 16 lessons, and each lesson is designed for 2 weeks. Gives you plenty of time to read the material and do your homework. So you do the math, and that's like 8 months. And it's all done online, which is lovely. So you can do it in the comfort of your jammies, in your home, at your leisure. And I've gotten a lot of questions of, well, what if I can't keep up? You know, sometimes life happens. We get busy, we get sick. And I said, you know, my mission is not to have you feel less than or certainly overwhelmed. So you're never going to get the next lesson until the one you are on is complete. Your homework's mm-hmm. done, passed in, approved, and then you get the next lesson. So it's really cool. The first one we start out with is Big Mike, Archangel Michael, because he's all about protection. And that's one of my things. The more you get into your spirituality, I want you to know you're protected. I want you to know you have that energy around you so you feel comfortable, you feel safe exploring deeper and deeper. And then we back up a little bit and we'll talk about basically like a glossary of terms. You know, the chakras, the crystals, the different realms of angels. Some of it may be redundant for those that are a bit more seasoned, a bit more learned, but it puts everybody on the same page moving forward. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. I work up the chakra system. So we start off then with Sandalphon, grounding. You want to be present. You know, we all know those people that can be airy fairy and, oh, I got a message. And it's difficult to follow them, right? Because you kind of want to take them and bring them back down. So we're working up the chakra system versus down. So working with Sandalphon, you can get these messages, but be very present with it, right? And then you keep going up with Uriel, with the Angel of Safety, which may sound like protection, but it's not, because Uriel's mission is to remind you that you are safe to be you. Don't be me, don't be you, be who you are meant to be. And then we talk about Gabriel for creativity, sexuality, sensuality, you know, giving birth to be you, you know, birthing new ideas, new ways of being. And then we go and talk with Jophiel, the joy-filled angel. You are your most powerful when you're in joy, you know, because when you're in that moment of joy, you're being, you're very present.
How true.
And then we start, right? You know, we're not trying to be something or somebody else. We're simply being ourselves because we're in joy. And then we start focusing on the heart area. So we talk about Camuel, the angel of self-love, and Raphael, the healing, and then Haniel, the angel of manifestation, helping you to create your heaven on earth reality, and continuing up with Raziel and those blessed clairs, clairaudient, clairsentience, and clairvoyance, and Zadkiel, the crown chakra, and the violet flame, and then Metatron, Sandalphon's twin, as above, so below. So we get into sacred geometry, and it's really cool because the book is one thing. The second lesson plan is not even in the book. And as I really started refining the book for the purpose of the course, Sandalphon wanted to come in and start talking about the Kabbalah. And I'm like, seriously, dude, I don't understand the Kabbalah. He says, don't worry. We're going to make this really easy. I'm like, yeah, okay, fine. So then my dog and I go for this walk in the woods, and we literally get lost. I end up walking like 6 miles that day, and we're walking and walking. And the whole time I've got Sandalphon going on in my ear. This is what this is. This is what that is. And I'm going, yeah, okay, are you going to help me remember this by the time I get home sometime before dark so I can get this in your chapter? He said, yeah, not a problem. So every chapter there's something additional that's not in the book, and it's really cool. So we talk about the cosmic rays a little bit, and then we get into hand mudras with Jophiel. So it's fascinating to see what they want to add to each lesson that's about them or somehow connects to them. So it's been a learning adventure for me too, because each one comes forward, it gets deeper and juicier. And it's actually been a hoot. And we already have a secret Facebook group set up, you know, for the students. So you can go looking for it, but you're not going to find it. It's just for those that are in the group. And one of the things I decided early on, that once you take the course, you can retake it every single year at no additional charge.
Really?
Because, you know, once you're in the group, you're in the group. You know, I'm not going to go back and look over your homework on a regular basis, but, you know, it's all about learning. It's all about understanding and feeling more comfortable with it. So after everybody finishes, you know, when you finish your all of the lesson plans, you get a certificate in the mail that says you've completed the course. And then if you want to become fully authorized, you will be asked to do 25 readings, and there is a form to fill out. And then the 26th reading is for me, simply because I want to know that you feel comfortable doing this. Do you have any last-minute questions? You know, all of that stuff. And we're going to do regular Facebook Live videos, again, that are just for the group. And then once people, you know, once they've signed up, they are going to get their materials that are included in, you know, for their course. So the first thing they get is the Oracle deck. That was my very, very first product, as you know. And then they get the Askformation book, which is my most recent book. And then the book, my clients and students love that book so much. I said, can you make a deck? I'm like, sure, we'll make a deck. So unlike the Oracle deck, I call this the Daily Askformation deck. So pulling a card a day. So that is also included in the curriculum. And then last but not least, they do get the laminated chart, the Angel Chatter Oracle card deck crystals. So it's and then you also get a crystal. So we have 8, 16, 17 crystals on here because Ariel, she oversees the moon. There's white and black moonstone. So you get a crystal along with the laminated chart that gets all delivered to you as part of your course materials. And then every chapter, I found this fabulous graphic designer on Upworks, thanks to my sister. And she's taking every lesson, and it's dynamite. She's just really jazzing it up, so it's exciting to look at. And then another very, very gifted graphic artist took the angel symbols, the sigils that initially debuted in the card deck. You know, they're in the medallions and they're on the labels and the aromatherapy. But she incorporated each angel sigil into a mandala that she channeled. They're gorgeous. I mean, every time cool. she sent me one, it just blew my mind. You know, mandalas are fairly common right now. These are truly they're so spectacular. I'm hiring her back to color them in to make note cards into them. They're that beautiful. And I've tested them out on a couple of clients I've had for a while. And they don't know because the sigils are really woven into the design. So unless you're looking for it, you don't typically see it right away. So I'll say, what angel is this? And they'll start playing with it. And like, oh, this feels like a lot of love, like love for myself. I'm like, okay, great. Spot on, that's cannulas. You know, so it's really lovely to see clients picking up on that. So I know there's great power in these mandalas as well. So it's fascinating. So we are open for enrollment right now. The course is $777, and yes, it is an amount I picked specifically. And the enrollment does close for this year on June 12th, and we start officially on June 13th. And that day was chosen because it is auspicious for everybody that's connected with the course on that day, not just me, but the students as well.
How many modules are there, Christine?
There are 14 angels, 15 including guardian, 16 including the get everybody on the same page. So 16 total. Those that continue and become authorized, there's not going to be a homework, but they're going to get an addendum of these are places that I have found that are really good to work with for your business cards. If you want to get into doing shows, this is where we get our banner made. That, you know, so just some logistical things that no one ever gave me. And I want to help my students as much as possible. to go on and, you know, and do what they want to do. And because, you know, there's, as you know, there's plenty for everybody. So it's going to be, I'm very, very excited. The first round of students already got their materials. And I go, oh my God, it feels like Christmas.
So a lot of material you're handing out. That's great.
Yeah, and this year we are, so this year is a lower tuition fee because, you know, it's human. So I'm giving it one more year. I did a small beta group last year. So this is the first official year. And this will give me, you know, feedback, what could I add to make it better, that kind of thing. Like next year, I know it's already going to include the book, which I cannot give students this year because by the time the book comes out, the course is going to be pretty much over. So,
right.
I mean, there's already stuff that we'll be adding for future years.
Well, just to let the callers on the line know, we will be getting to you. I have a couple more questions to ask Christine, and then we'll be doing some readings. What can somebody expect to be able to do once they've completed the course?
Oh, great question. So this, in a nutshell, one of my students, she was in my beta course last year, and I'm certainly not dissing Doreen Virtue, you know, standing on the shoulder of giants here, folks. You know, she opened the door for millions of people. But she has studied with Doreen specifically and then took the course. And she shared with me, she said it was fine to share publicly, that even when she finished her courses, she goes, I felt good, but I still wasn't sure who I was talking with, you know, what angel. She goes, with yours, I know without a shadow of a doubt what angel's coming through. So that in a nutshell. So to answer your question with my words, my goal at the very minimum is simply to strengthen your connection with the gang, the angels. The ultimate goal is for you to feel comfortable going out and being able, if you wish, to do readings. And there's no timeline to, one, finish the course, or let's say you finish it this year, but I'm not quite sure I want to do readings. You can come back and do your 25 readings whenever. There's no time limit as of now. You know, in the year 2020 or the year 2024, there may become time limits because, you know, I have plans on this growing very, very large. In fact, I'm already getting questions from students from the beta course and this year. When can I teach this? Like, hold your horses. You know, let's get one thing done at a time. You know, there will be a teacher level at some point, but that's a good 3 to 5 years away.
Okay.
You know, because one of the things that everybody's going to have to sign once they become authorized or sometime in between a code of conduct. So once you are authorized, doesn't mean you are always authorized. If you do stupid and, you know, and are disrespectful, Angel Chatter will not recognize you as an authorized, you know, from our organization. I don't care what that piece of paper says. So as this grows, there'll be a list of authorized ones, you know, through the authorization course, and they'll always be listed, you know, on my site or some link through the program itself. You know, that's how important it is to me, David, is to keep the integrity there and to make sure that those that are going out under my name, Angel Chatter, are doing good things and are really helping people.
Well, that's wonderful. I wish you all the best with that, and it sounds
Thank
like
you,
it's a wonderful
nice.
Sounds like a wonderful opportunity for people. So I hope that you'll get some more people as a result of tonight's show. And
thank you very much.
Is there anything else you want to say before we move on to the callers?
No. Whoever's interested that's listening in on the call, they can certainly go to my website, angelchatter.com, and just look under courses. And if you have any further questions, simply pop me an email. It's that simple. I'm pretty easy to work with.
All right. Well, I have not talked to most of the people that are on the line tonight. We have 5 at present. But the first caller is Lori. And Lori, you're live.
Hello.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
How can we help you tonight?
Well, I'm concerned about everything that's going on and, you know, about the future of Social Security disability, and I'm wondering about survival. I'm worried about everything.
I understand with just cause, but the first, I had a feeling I knew where you were, the direction you were going. The world is in upheaval right now. This is where Angel Azrael comes in. I call him the Angel of Transition, and not in my card deck. It's a fairly new angel that I'm working with consciously. And Azrael's symbol kind of looks like a firework. It goes in a straight line, then it kind of goes boom, and then it goes in a straight line. So a lot of times things have to seemingly, that's that key word, seemingly fall apart before they can go smoothly again. So if you've ever done the big spring or fall cleaning, well, in my house anyway, the house looks like in a total disarray just before it starts to look amazing. So the best advice I can give you, I don't know. I mean, this is what you are tapping into, and I'm going to be honest, is big, it's huge. I've been working with a lot of people behind the scenes too, some amazing, amazing people, to let things heal. Not to wish ill on anybody, but to let things heal so all can be and doing life on their terms and not being afraid. And we've seen progress. Some things we know didn't happen, that we were getting wind up, and some things are, you know, honestly sideswiping us because we can't be everywhere energetically all the time. So I'm shuffling cards. So the best I can tell you, Lori, is honestly start meditating if you're not, because the meditations will help you get you back to your center so you don't feed the fear that is so prominent right now. And it's so easy to get into that fear. Begin using an askformation. And if you're new to me, an askformation is a positive present tense question. So use an affirmation of why am I always provided for? And the cool thing about affirmations, you don't have to look for the answer. By asking the question in a very positive manner, you're telling the universe, I'm ready to receive these answers. Because one of the laws of the universe says I answer every question you ask literally. So if you're asking questions or muttering, and as I would say it, mind fodder or mumbling, you know, I'm not going to have enough, you know, what are they going to take away from me next? And those are not very positive thoughts by all means. So the universe is responding accordingly, you know, and it helps to contribute to the fear. It helps contribute to you adding more, I'm going to say the bad word, negative questions. You know, negative is a bad word in my world. So when you catch yourself using that kind of language, just be aware of it. Start writing those questions down. Go, well, no wonder I'm feeling so queasy. Now, how can I make that question more positive to get the results I want better? So why am I always provided for will just begin to start shifting. Talk with Shamayel, Angel of Harmony, will help you to relax and just kind of go with the flow a little bit. Don't fight it so much. I was shuffling cards. I'm not sure if you could hear, but a card literally flew out when I was shuffling. And Jophiel's card with the message of strength. I don't sure where you picked in on the radio show, but Jophiel's that joy-filled angel. You are your most powerful when you're in your joy. When we're in that worry, we're in our head. We're playing with the ego, and the ego is nothing but that king of raspberry blowing, and it's going to continue to spoon-feed you fear until you're literally crippled. So go back to that joy, pray, meditate, go outside for a walk. There's always something you can find that can offer you joy. I mean, that's one of the reasons I take my dog for a walk pretty much every day. And even though we follow the same route pretty much every day, I always find something new that can make me stop and take a picture and smile. And then another card, as I was shuffling, another card came out, and this one, excuse me, I got something in my throat, of Raziel with the message of unwind. So completely supporting what they were suggesting before I pulled cards, you know, meditate, yoga, go for a walk, light a candle with an intention. You know, you can take any candle you have, but the better quality, the better results you'll get. So, you know, not dissing Yankee Candle, but, you know, it's artificial, whatever they put in it. It's, you know, it's not a high quality, super good candle. So find something that has, you know, pure essential oils and stuff. And I know a great website called Angel Chatter that has really good candles, but you can take any candle you want. And you like that little pun? That little, you know, self-promotion there, but you can take any candle you wish and hold it and put your energy in it. So that's a, you know, be very aware of your thoughts, of what you're saying, and that's going to help you get past this, and not only get past it, Lori, but make it better for you. I hope that
that's
helps.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you.
My great pleasure.
Thanks. Thanks for calling, Lori. God bless.
Thank you.
All right, our next caller is Wendy, and Wendy, you're live.
Thank you very much, and it's nice to meet you.
Hi, Wendy.
May I ask a question, please?
No, sorry, that was all you were allowed. Of course you can.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I was offered a job through a temp agency a few months ago with something I had no experience in data entry. It did not work out, and it was with a major health insurance company. They pulled me out of the job and offered me another job in the same company for grievances and appeals. And I needed a paycheck, so I did not say no. And the last communication I had from them regarding this job was 34 days ago. And they emailed me today and said, okay, the manager is ready for you to start on Monday. The catch-22 is I found a job by the same company as a direct hire for regular customer service that's real close to where I live. I interviewed, and I got the job offer last Friday. And so the Human Resources Department emailed me and said, well, we need to do your background check. So I emailed her back, and I said, well, I actually did pass this on April 18th. And she actually sounded kind of happy because it would save them a lot of money. And thank God I was straight above everything, because on my resume I listed that temp job with their company, plus on my application I listed it. So I've been very honest. Hopefully they would agree with that. And so the catch 22 is finally the temp agency gave me a start date for the job that I don't want 34 days later. So I hope and pray that there's no conflict, and that I do start with the job on International Drive. I would love to work there.
Well, you already have the job offer, and you can't see my face. I know we're only audio, but as soon as you mentioned the second job, I broke into the Cheshire Cat grin, and I listen to and I pay attention to what my body does that I'm not even planning on as one of the cues. So, yes, go with that full-time job. Forget the temp agency, because even when you were talking about it, and David backed me up here, your voice got lighter. You're excited about this. And just with that mere excitement, you're going to do much, much better there. I mean, it's really, it's like, I don't want to say that was a silly question, Wendy, but it's like, you already know the answers, honey. Go for it.
Well, I know my heart's desire is the one from as a direct hire. There's no question about it. And I was so fatigued at this other job at the other location because it was an 11-hour day with transportation. So there's no comparison. I want the job on International Drive. And thank God I was upfront and honest about working for that company as a temp. So she was going to check to see if I needed to do the background check again. And
right.
Will I have to do that again? Because it was only April 18th that I passed it 7 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm not getting any indication because you were upfront. You've told them everything that speaks volumes of your integrity. And
oh, yes.
They love that. You know, you're working in customer service. It's a no-brainer. You know, I don't see why. I don't know what the protocol is. You know, it's not a top secret government clearance type of a job. It's pretty high security, but it's not even been 90 days. They may do something preliminary just to make sure that you haven't done anything foolhardy, but I'm getting both thumbs up, green lights. You got the job. I mean, you know you're a good person. It's just going through the schematics. I'm pulling cards for you quickly and see what they want to say here. Okie dokie. So it's funny because you're getting a lot of heart cards. I actually pulled a few cards, even though it was kind of, quote, a silly question. They wanted to have the cards come out. So you got Camuel for self-love, Camuel again for pamper. So that's telling me between now and when you start for the direct hire, extra special care of yourself, not as a warning, but because by you taking care of yourself more, the universe is responding accordingly. So, Lori, if you're still listening, it applies to you too, because the more you take care of yourself, everybody, universe, everybody responds exactly how you treat yourself. If you're laying around in your sweatpants and haven't showered for 3 days eating Cheetos, not a whole lot of good things are going to be happening. But if you're being very proactive and honoring you, you're good to go. But it also says this job can be a bit more demanding than you're expecting. So just remember to, which is funny, Haniel, that's the next card, Haniel with the message of breathe. Remember to breathe through it and set up the routine of doing what I call Calgon moments on a regular basis, you know, basically refueling you, you know. And I actually just, this month's newsletter touched upon that. It's about the balance. Don't go so hog wild you start working 14-hour days. Make sure you're balancing it out.
I love that.
Thank you. Sandalfon comes in next with the message of get outside. Again, that would be going for a walk. Get outside literally for you. Michael comes in with stand in your power. It's a pitch hit kind of card because Jophiel softens the message in the guidebook. So staying in that joy, staying in that level of gratitude for this great opportunity, but stand strong. Uriel comes in with that message of detox. It's not about your diet, but making sure what you're thinking is very positive to keep this ball rolling. It's a done deal. It's just a matter of when. Sandalfon comes in again with grounding. Ground those desires in reality. And last but not least, and the irony is not lost on me, Haniel with the message of physical body and hello, you're doing insurance. So it's about that kind of connection. So
yes. And my concern is the voice message that I got from the temp agency said that I was expected to show up for work at 7:30 on Monday morning. And so I would
reach out to the human resources, your contact at the company itself, and says, look at, you know, this temp, and again, be you. I applied for this temp job well before I applied for this permanent job. Thank you for the offer. This is the job I want. Do I need to still step in as a temp until I'm officially starting? And if they say no, there you go.
Well,
I'm prepared that if a temp agency doesn't like the fact that I'm not going to pursue that opportunity, then I'll politely say my last communication to you was April 28th, 34 days
exactly.
ago. And I have to pay bills and pay rent.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that because so many companies, it's happened to my husband. He's a corporate executive. Many, many times people apply for a job, get the job, and before they even start, they quit. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
So you will not be the first nor the last that says thanks but no thanks.
Well, thank God I had the integrity and the foresight to put in black and white the top employment listing was that temp job, and I named their company. And
right. You're good
on my application. On my application, I listed that temp job and I named their company so nobody can point a finger at me and say I was not 100% straightforward.
Yeah. No, you're good to go, honey. I wouldn't worry about it.
Well, my strategy is I send an email to the human resource department where I want to with the company for as a direct hire, and all I said was, have you heard back yet? Do I need to, am I good to go? Because I was approved on April 18th. And if I don't hear from her by tomorrow, 12 noon, because she's 2 hours later than I am, then I'm considering reaching out to her again because I don't want to be considered a no-call, no-show at this temp job on Monday.
Exactly. And that's what I would tell with her and say, you know, I just want to touch base because this is what's going on, and it'll be fine. Do not fret about it. You're good.
I'm considering maybe just reaching, you know, I'm going to give it some time, and if I don't hear back from the HR department tomorrow by 12 noon, then what I might do is simply email the temp agency and just be very gracious and say, thank you for this opportunity, but I haven't heard from you in 34 days, and I had to move on because I have bills to pay and rent to pay, and just be very gracious and not. I don't think I have to say that I have this other job offer, but they'll probably find out because the direct hire job is required to contact everybody that I put on there.
Exactly. So you're good.
So,
and Wendy, we've got to move on. We've got to move on, hon.
Can I just know when I'll start with the direct hire job?
Of course you will. That's what this whole thing is about, sweetheart. You're good.
Right.
You're good to go.
When will I start? When will I start?
That is completely up to them. That I cannot answer that, honestly.
Okay.
It feels very, very soon, though.
Okay. Well, hopefully they'll keep me for at least 4 years. And thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Wendy. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good night, Wendy. God bless.
Thank you.
All the best. You're welcome. Okay. Moving on to area code 863. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Julia.
Julia, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. How are you?
Very well. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I'm calling about relocating. I'm hoping for some angel guidance around making a move. I'm going to stay here in the state of Florida where I live, just you know, moving to a different area. I'm wanting to move closer to the water, like the Gulf Coast side.
It's funny, before she said that, and I know you don't know me, but it's like, she's going like near water, and I kept seeing up towards the Panhandle area on the water.
Oh, okay. I wasn't even thinking that far north.
They would like you to consider it.
Okay. Cool.
I don't know the state of Florida well, but I'm not seeing anything below the lower half of Florida that would be really a good vibration for you. It's definitely the northern half. I even go as far. I'll go out on a limb and say even the top two thirds, and going into the Panhandle. But someplace on the water.
Okay. Okay, because, with the move, I'm 55, so I'm starting over, so I'll need to find, you know, a four. it's an experience, definitely.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, I'll need to find like affordable housing and employment and all that good stuff. Is there some reassurance from the angels for, you know, everything kind
yeah,
of
Yeah, you know, it's
together?
That leap. It's, I love it. I just shuffled the cards and pulled the card. Very first card that came out is Gabriel with miraculous happenings.
Oh, wonderful.
So there you go. Okay, so continue. Start using some affirmations. Why is it safe for me to be me? Why am I so supported? And why am I worthy of all I desire? And why is it so easy for me to have my perfect job? So those are four to get you started. I'm not even going to pull any more cards because it doesn't really get any better than that. So you're good to go. You're good to go as Wendy is. So start looking and start playing. You know, look at the map of Florida. Let your eyes soften and see what kind of starts glowing to you, and you'll start getting a better idea. Excuse me, of a of an area that will be perfect for you.
Okay. Can I ask one last thing? Because I'm looking to hopefully find a partner, a love relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In the new locale.
In the new locale. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. So when you get when you get to the new location, once you get settled, so get settled first. You know, do all the logistical things because you know we don't attract anybody that we want if we're stressed out. So when you start playing with it, so 2 to 3 months, I say after you move, start networking. Look into a dating site. And just start, you know, take a class that really piques your interest because you want to. So when you're doing something that you love, you're in your power, right? Going back to that Joe Fiel theme for the night, apparently. So when you're in that joy, it just makes it much, much easier to find someone that will love you back as you deserve.
Yeah,
so don't rush it. Yeah, you'll be moving before the year's over. I mean, this time next year, I'm getting full blown relationship with somebody. So it's gonna be fun.
Nice. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yep.
And thank you, David.
You're
for
very,
taking
very
my
welcome.
Call. Wonderful.
You're welcome,
well,
Julia.
Have a great
God
rest
bless.
Of your evening. God bless. Thank you.
You too.
Good night.
Thank you. Okay, let's see here. Who's next? Okay, area code 402. What's your name, please?
Hi, my name is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hello.
How can we help you tonight?
Well, I've got some possibilities for change, and I'm wondering about the direction. I'm employed. It's a good job, but it's more work than I can accomplish, and so it's a rather difficult job for that reason, and that could change for the better. But I was wondering about a possible move back to where my adult children are, and the finances that would, you know, there's a possibility for financing that. So I'm just wondering what you see.
Multi-directional. So where do you currently live, and where are the children? They want to go in that area.
I live in Taos, New Mexico, and they're in the Four Corners area of Colorado, about
okay.
4.5 hours away. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's close in my world.
Yeah, I drive it in a weekend. I mean, you know, so.
Yeah. And the new job, I do see. I'm seeing an image of a person with their hands over their head, like, "No, stop the madness!" But then. That as the hands do that, the paper barrage starts softening and the hands open up, and then the imagery is then obviously you. The help comes forward to give you the support that you start asking for because you're going in. It's a brand new job for you?
I've been there since the first part of February, and my boss kind of went from just like keep piling it on and piling it on and making me totally incompetent through too much to do, you know,
sure.
To kind of being more helpful. But it's still, you know, I'm just always under the gun to keep up.
Yeah,
so.
It's a high-stress job for you. certainly, because I'm getting a kind of little bit of antsiness in my stomach area. So be sure that you start bringing more balance into your area. That job is fine. You're not going to be let go. But if you want to move up to the four corners in that general area, not yet is what I heard. So don't start actively looking yet. But just by that phraseology says it's going to happen. Start looking a bit more actively. You can put feelers out and let people know you want to do this, but don't really start pursuing anything until the fall.
Okay. Well, that makes sense, kind of in line with, yeah, something in line with my lease and all of that. And also I'm working on selling something that could really fund me till my retirement. So I'm wondering, it's a hard sell. It's been a long time, but you know, there's always a timing for these things to come about.
Definitely always a timing. However, I will say, and I hope one of my clients is listening right now, because she's also been working on something for several years. Well, I'm not sure if you heard me. This course has been taking me 10 years almost to bring it to fruition.
That's about how long. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So what's happening a lot in 2017, we were building and me putting it away and ignoring it, hoping it would go away, and then it calling you back in and building, you know, all of that stuff. And last year, we made a stronger commitment of this is me. This is what I want to do. And I
right.
obviously can't rest until this comes to fruition. The ball starts rolling this year. I'm not seeing your, I have no idea what your product is. I'm not seeing it coming, like somebody picking it up this year. Oh, you're funny. I see it happening next year. And when I said, oh, you're funny, I literally, as soon as I said that, the next card I pulled over was Zakia with a message of timing. So
okay.
It tells me, again, it's happening. But what I'm getting generally with the cards that did come out, pay attention to the moon energy. Start doing some rituals, new moon, new beginnings. Set your intention during that cycle of why is it so easy to sell, blah, blah, blah. Why is it so easy to get blah, blah, blah funded? Because then I get two Raphael cards back to back with gentle heart and forgiveness. You are really hard on yourself. Sorry, that's a little bit harsh sounding, but we don't have much time. Begin to be more gentle with yourself. You're talking to the Mary Poppins wannabe. I get it. You want things to be perfect. She's my superhero. But even she's only practically perfect. Okay, even she's not perfect. So stop trying to make it perfect. Understand that things are going to play. So allow it to play out. If it feels forced, it is forced. Back off. And how can I bring more joy into it? Why is it so easy to figure out the next step? Working with Jophiel is the next card of break out of your shell. Again, it tells me it's happening.
Okay.
Whatever
okay.
this is that you're playing with is lovely, and it has great merit. So now just allow it to unfold. Working with the energies of Zakia with that message of transmute. Transmute simply means taking the kaka and putting it back to its original state of purity. So it kind of plays on what I just said. If it's feeling forced, it is. So how can I make this easier?
Right.
Why is it so easy to figure this out? Using things like that. And Jophiel, she's the hero of the evening, apparently, comes in with that message of laugh. So that quintessential, when I'm in that joy, that is my power.
Right.
Don't go into a meeting scared. And I would say other words, but, you know, we're on the air. So grab that joy. You know, listen to something really silly. You have a favorite song that's really uplifting. Listen to that before you go in the meeting so you're very joy-filled, not fear-filled. sharks smell smell blood miles away. Don't go in there being afraid. Go in there with your power.
Got it. Yes, my dream is to be an angel card reader, and I go back to not therapy, doing therapy, but life coaching. And
yeah,
Karen, did you hear the beginning of the show? Because Christine has a course now.
I came in, I checked in late, but I'm going to go back and listen, or I've been on her website already. So
okay, good. I just wanted to make sure you were aware of that.
Yeah, because I've been looking for the perfect place to do this, the venue for my skills, and then I popped in on your show.
Well, here you go. I love you guys. So my credentials, real quick. I'm a certified soul coach, archangel enlightenment therapist, licensed crystal therapist, and I'm a teacher of a variety of healing modalities. So I'm not making this crap up. Some of this stuff is certainly channeled information and doing a compilation of information as I've gathered it over these years. So, go check it all out on my website, Karen. If you have any questions, please reach out.
I sure will.
And this goes for anybody who's listening. I have an amazing, amazing, amazing closed group on Facebook. It's called Angel Chatter. It's closed, which means you must ask to join.
Right.
If you'd like it, you hit my business page. And honestly, the business page is very boring. So find it and ask to join. We keep it sacred space. It's better than Vegas. It's what is said in Sheridan Chatter, Dave Chatter. And you'll appreciate that being out from that area, Karen. So it's an it's truly a fantastic group. So,
okay.
Awesome. Thank you for calling, Karen. God bless
thank
you.
Thank you.
I look forward to hearing from you.
Cool. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
You're welcome.
Karen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have time for a couple more?
I do believe we do.
Okay. Area code 678. What is your name, please?
Yes, my name is Regina. How are you?
Good.
Hi,
Regina.
That's
how are you?
My mom's name, so I love
good.
Your name.
Oh, thank you. Yes, my question is, I am right now, I'm with a company that have temporary work, and I know my last day of work is June the 16th because I found this job like a week after I was left my other temporary assignment with a staffing agency. So do you see or have any idea what my next opportunity may come about? So I just want to keep the flow of abundance, keep going, because I've been without work like 2 years ago, and that 2 years,
yeah, it's,
time break
it's,
I didn't have.
Pleasant. Yeah, it's not
right.
Pleasant, right? Yeah. Start using a couple of ask affirmations to start off with, Regina. Why am I worthy of all I desire? Why is it so easy for me to have my perfect job? Have is the key word there. You don't want to know about it. It kind of sucks if you know about something and it's like, okay, fine, you're just taunting me. You want to have that job. I do see a little bit of a lull, but I see something coming in the end of June. So take advantage of that time. They're saying clear house. So clear out some clutter and set your intentions. I had a friend of mine years ago. She had a feng shui business and decorating. And I loved her tagline. It was decorating with intention. So they're asking me to share that with you. Really look at your home anew and decorate it so you're bringing in that abundance that you really want to be bringing in.
Exactly.
And just be very intentional with it. And that goes with your clothes. And, what is you know, ask as you're going through everything, what is this saying? What is this a reflection of me? And if it doesn't jive with you anymore, I don't care if great Aunt Gertrude gave it to you when you loved her. She doesn't care. She's gone. You hold the memories of her. By keeping that thing, it doesn't serve you any purpose. So you're better off getting rid of it. So I pulled a couple of cards for you really pretty quickly. Oh, you're funny. First card was Gabriel of creativity. So being creative with, you know, the process of how you're going through this. And then you got a couple of heart, actually three heart cards, heart energy tonight. Hania with that message of the truth. So don't fall prey to other people's dramas. Regina, you ought to know better. You should have applied for something right away, and which, of course, that immediately makes you feel less than. Don't fall prey to their fear. Pull back and listen, because I love it. The next card is Camuel with that message of you are worthy. Thanks, guys. Love it. I love it when they confirm when I tell you something ahead of time. Michael comes in and says, clear your space. So it's clear your space. Slash, you just add to clear the decks, get ready. The job that's coming at you is going to be quite lovely. Something kind of unexpected. Gabriel comes in and it confirms again what I said earlier. It says not yet. So it says a little bit of a lull is going to happen, but it is happening. Raziel comes in with spiritual souls, which is you are a teacher simply by your actions. So what are you teaching me as I watch and observe you? Haniel comes in with the message of breathe. You're actually kind of going through labor right now. Isn't that fun? Labor pains are not fun. So focus on this baby that you're bringing to life, which the baby is ironically you. How do you really want to be living your life? And then don't take no for an answer.
Okay. This is exciting. Because that's okay, because my last job assignment, I had a week break and then I jumped in onto this assignment. So, and I was okay. I wasn't worried. I wasn't fearful. I said, I know God's going to take care of me. I know my angel's going to take care of me. My spirit guides, I know it's going to happen. And I stay in that positive flow throughout.
Perfect. You're good to go, goddess.
Well, good. I'm loving it, too. So I know something is coming, and that's a good feeling, especially from 2 years ago. You know, that was some kind of transition or transformation or whatever, I guess, to prepare me for what's really going to happen for me just clearing away a whole lot of stuff that you were saying.
It's been that way for many, including yours truly. And the big, big caveat is if you are being proactive, which doesn't mean that you're hyperventilating and focusing and being anal focusing on it, forcing it on a daily basis, but simply being proactive with it.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling the universe, I'm preparing, support me. I'm preparing, I'm allowing myself to receive. So keep moving. So keep moving forward. You're good.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And you
you're
have a great
very,
night.
Very welcome, Regina. Thank you. You as well. David, actually, how are you doing? I said,
well,
you have to
I'm doing okay. It's up to you whether or not we take another call.
We can do one more, and then that will be it, because you, my friend, need to go and take care of yourself.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, apologies to those that we don't get to. I want to suggest to everybody that's listening now who's tuned in, after the beginning of the program, to listen to the beginning of the show, because Christine has developed a course whereby you can become an angel reader, and you can go to her website, which is on the World Wide Web. It's angelchatter.com. So our next caller is going to be area code 760. What is your name, please?
David. Hello, it's Carolyn. I didn't think I'd
Hi,
get on.
Hi, Carolyn.
David, you know, it's been 2 months. The last time was with Ada Marie, and I'm sending you healing.
Thank you, honey. I'm glad.
And Christine.
Are you there?
Yes, but I better warn you, the gremlins are really active. I've been dropped off Google Hangouts, and there's been a great deal of static. But Christine, I've missed David so many times. I've tried to tune back in, but let's just say there have been some challenges. But Christine, first of all, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Is everybody still there? Carolyn, are you still there?
No, it's happened again, David.
Okay.
I'm here, but I think we lost Christine.
I think so.
You know what's going on, don't you? It's the gremlin. It's the gremlin energy. I'll hang in if she's still there. But if not, it's wonderful to hear your voice, and I wish you well, as I know you do me, and we'll. Yeah, we'll embrace each other spiritually. I'll hold a minute longer, and then if we can't get her back, then thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Carolyn, can you hear me? Do you have the mute button pushed? Because I do show that you're live. Okay, apparently.
Well, I'm live, but we've lost Christine, have we not?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Christine.
Okay.
I did some disconnecting myself, and that wasn't the gremlins, that was me. I must be getting tired.
Oh, hello, darling. How are you?
The show go on.
Okay, Carolyn. So how can we help you? Well, first of all, I want to say to David, I'd like to take that it was mutual joy to each other, and so I think we respect him. Christine. See, he's laughing now. He's happier. He's laughing. Christine.
I got confused. The voice, it sounded like Christine's voice had changed, and I thought I'd lost Carolyn. Okay, we're on the same page. Go ahead.
Okay, so how can I help you, Carolyn?
Or however, Christine, yes, and I love anybody who can say quintessential. Christine, I've been, because I know we're almost out of time, and I think both you and David are being very kind to go over. I've been through a lifetime of, let's just say, monumental challenges. But I think it's a really practical question to say that I've hit many dead ends and many disappointments in trying to find a counselor. And by this, I mean someone who can help me with some practical matters regarding some really serious stuff. And I've being an intuitive, I've luckily, sought after a couple persons whose CVs look great, and then I knew that, you know, it wasn't right. And so I was actually scheduled to meet with someone else about whom I felt pretty good, very good, tomorrow. But now, as I say, the gremlins have kind of interfered with that. But I'm hoping to reschedule next week. And my question, Christine, is can you get a, pun intended, a read on her? And if you need a first initial or
No, I don't know her name. Without sounding melodramatic, Carolyn, you have some very, very old curses on you, which prevent you from constantly moving forward.
Oh, Christine, without sounding, whenever I try to get information from a light worker such as you, it's breaking up again. So we both have to try to clear it. Just as you started speaking to me, the static and the like the robot, can you repeat what you just said, please?
I would be happy to. Without sounding melodramatic, you have ancient curses on you which contribute to you being confused and not being able to fulfill your mission. Please reach out to me after the show's over via email, and I'll be happy to share the name of someone that can help you with this.
Christine, you are so right, and it's not melodramatic because I don't speak to most people. In fact, I've had off the charts and been alone, although I call in Archangel Michael, and but I feel blessed that I was given still, no matter what's happened to me with all the betrayals, heartbreak, abuse, sorrow, whatever, you know, that everybody goes through, but off the charts, that I was blessed with a love of nature and a sense of humor, and laughter is the best medicine. Having said that, after many attempts of this counselor I'm speaking of is, although I hope she believes in the paranormal, Christine, the one I'm asking about,
hold the phone for a second. The one I'm seeing you see next week, she's spiritual, but she does not speak the same jargon as you. So it's just understand her jargon so she can help you, because I see her heart wide open. She'll be a good one for you. As a transition, there'll be someone that comes in a bit down the road that will be very, very grounded, but very wise within the spiritual arena that can help take you further.
Yes. Well, I hope she believes in you know, let's just say Jungian intuition and that sort of thing. But I know that David and you and I know that there are many people about whom we can't even mention such things. Having said that, the way my life has gone, and you know too, I spoke to Ada Marie a couple months ago, that it's so extraordinary that most people wouldn't even believe it. So it's kind of, but they have to, I think, understand in say the concept of the curse or ill-fatedness. I mean, they'll be saying you reap what you sow or this or that. Not really. But
that's why I would like you to reach out privately to me. And
no,
I'll be happy.
I understand. Oh, Christine, I'm so grateful. And David, oh, bless, as my Southern grandmother used to say, bless your heart. But
thank
Christine,
you.
Thank you. That means more to me than I can say. It's been so well. On a human level, I've been completely alone in my challenges. So it means to me more than you can say. Thank you so much. And
well,
you're very welcome.
There's a contact on my website, and feel free, as everybody else is still listening as well, to come join us, and you're going to find some great people within the group.
Well, thank you for that invitation.
Thank you, Carolyn, for calling. And God bless you,
David.
Honey.
Well, I hug you. Blessings to you. I enfold you in an embrace. Thank you.
You're
of
very
energy,
welcome,
of Carolyn. Loving energy. Thank you. Thank you. Oh. Thank you, David. Blessings.
You're welcome. Same back to you. Well, Christine, thank you so much for indulging me and going over a little bit. And
there
were no gremlins at play there per se, but
no.
At any rate, I hope that Carolyn will reach out to you. My heart goes out to you, Carolyn. And I will look forward to speaking with you again on October the 5th.
Yes, is that when we're talking next?
That's when we're talking. We're going to talk about your book.
All right.
Yeah, actually, I've got a question mark there. So it may be that I just saved a date in October for you.
I'm putting it in right now.
Beautiful. Okay, then I'll get rid of the question mark, and that's when we will do it. Your book is going to be out by then, yes?
I'm not sure it'll be out October. They keep the publishing house has told me November, so I'm going to go.
Would you rather do it in November?
That would be fine.
Okay.
If you wish.
All right. Let me call you back, Christine, and then
okay.
We can schedule that off the air. And
perfect.
I thank you so much for your participation tonight. It's always a joy to have you.
Very, very well. Yeah, it was fun tonight, as always. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
I hope you feel better. And
thank you, honey.
Soon.
I appreciate it. I'll give you a call in just a few.
Okay. Bye.
So once again, we come to a close. Now let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.